Hey, what's good, everybody? This is your boy, Major. I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody. It's 2006, and hopefully y'all New Year is already off to a good start. But I just want to say, man, 2006 is going to be Hood Hype's year. This is the year that HoodHype.com is going to take this whole underground movement, and we're going to really push it to the forefront this year. And you've already seen how we do it, man. We got the hottest underground music, the best unsigned artists. We got the fire interviews for y'all, and we just want to let you know that we ain't going to let up in 2006. Matter of fact, today's episode is going to set the tone. Today, man, we got not just one, but two CD giveaways for y'all. We got an interview with my man GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan coming up later on in the show. And we also are featuring four of the better tracks that we've played so far on Hood Hype. Today, man, we got an artist coming out of Chicago. We got two cats from California for y'all. And we got an artist coming out of Brooklyn, New York. So that's what's up for today's show. But now it's time to go ahead and kick it off with our first track. And our first artist today is Big Fluid, aka The General, coming out of Chicago, Illinois. And the name of his track is called Anything. And it's off his album, which is the Ghetto Politics Mixtape. And if you want to hit up Big Fluid, man, you can go to myspace.com/songwriter187. Once again, that's myspace.com/songwriter187. So go there, man, check him out. This track is a banger, man. It's got that Chicago sound to it, and Big Fluid definitely be holding his own with them lyrics. And the production on the track is shit, is ill as hell. So let's go ahead and roll into Anything right now on hoodhype.com. Yeah.
Moment of peace without the breath of the beast on my shoulder. Not to reach in my holster. They say the devil door to door like a child of Jehovah. Can't let the shit I done felt in this life roll me over. Make a couple hundred mil before I'm over the hill. If the game taught me one thing, its words could either kill you or heal. Life's a double-edged blade and it's real. Ain't all about getting paid, but it's still a major issue if you're living in hell. No mama pops to speed, flip for themselves. Learning lessons super hard, die hard on the boulevard. No matter the hand, we all gotta play the cards. No matter the man, you still gotta face the odds. Anything to prove this industry wrong. Cut the pain from my life upon releasing the song. Nigga, I stand up to anything. Fluid's the meddling rebel, nigga, I stand, speak on anything. Ain't nothing hurts like losing your heart. Like a peace of mind, die, dog, you know who you are. My most loyal of friends, do anything to talk to Kaiser again. I rock a burner all feeling when I'm fucked up and lost like Somalian children. Only thing to ease the pain, I know you probably in heaven. Looking at your homie in his darkest of times, I see your face smiling down in the mind of my eye. You taught the kids never give it up. Life is life, say go ahead, nigga, live it up. Death before the sign of you, the flesh of the words. Dog, I never forget you, do anything just to drink with my nigga. Make a million motherfuckers feel the pain that I felt. As if I thought it would help, I wrote a 16 for you. Fuck the money and fame, so no matter where I go, they gon' remember your name. Do anything to see your face at the end of this game. In a movie after the death of my nigga, man, I'm pulling out Uzis on any nigga even thinking to do me. Rich or poor, you can get it in the gutter crib or the jacuzzi. Yeah, Jesus walks with me, but a demon flows through me. When I die, that's a message for the niggas that knew me. Anything is the theme of the song. Like anything goes, if it's war, then it's on. You're now banging with the best, get your gig, get it on. You see my struggles through the cracks like the walls in Iraq. Yeah, I'm a rebel with the cars, keep my ox in my jaws. Ready for anything, lead the way to the boss. I go toe-to-toe with destiny. Yeah, I challenge them all. At any moment, I'ma blow like the force anymore. Keep my promise to my dead homie, conquer it all. If you was here instead of pain, then we'd be having a ball. I can't stop, man. These niggas want me to fall. I think of K-I-Z-E-R when I be proving I'm wrong.
All right, everybody. Right now, I'm about to let y'all know what's up on our first giveaway of the day. Shoot, we're trying to give away this new Daddy Yankee CD, which just dropped a couple of weeks ago. And the CD is entitled Barrio Fino Indirecto. And I'm not sure how my Spanish is on that, man. But I do know that when it comes to reggaeton, Daddy Yankee is the motherfucking man. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a little bit of reggaeton, and I'll be, you know, checking out Daddy Yankee's tracks every now and then. And the dude, you know what I'm saying, he can spit, and he definitely do his thing. And the CD's got 16 tracks on it, man. It's high energy the whole way. And if y'all want to check it out, man, maybe hear some snippets, y'all can go to Daddy Yankee's website, which is DaddyYankee.com. So go there and check him out and see what y'all think about the music. But here's what we're going to do. We ain't got no trivia on this one, man. The first person that sends the email to win@hoodhype.com or calls the hoodhype.com hype line is going to get this CD. So go ahead and email us or call us and make sure you give us your, you know, address or some contact information so we can get it to you. So that's how we're doing it. But now, man, we about to go into a little bit of a new segment. We're going to start giving y'all a little bit of, you know, weekly update, the 411 on what's going on in the hip hop world. I know the hip hop world is, you know, always changing, and people like to keep up to date on stuff, and there's so much going on, I don't think there's time to read it all. So we're going to do our part, man, to try to keep our listeners well informed to what's going down. So here we go. Hey, what's going on, J-Mac, man? What's the 411 on the hood this week?
Hey, there's a lot to talk about, man. Let's get it started. First things first, man, not such good news in the world of Detroit, or in the city of Detroit, for that matter. Word is Obi Trice got shot in the head on Lodge Freeway. I guess he was driving his Range Rover, leaving a party for Mike Epps, and he was going down Lodge, and for whatever reason, he got nailed right in the head. He's supposedly in critical condition. I don't know what hospital, but I guess his manager said he's okay, but that's some pretty fucked up shit, so.
Quit fucking playing, for real?
I mean, shit, I swear to God. No, I swear to God.
Busy or something, man.
No, man, or something.
I didn't even hear that shit, for real.
No, I know. This is like breaking news today, so.
Damn.
I know. Apparently, though, he's okay. Because he drove himself to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
So, it must have just grazed him, but that's pretty fucked up. I mean, I can't imagine anybody have a problem with him, but
damn, that's fucked up.
There you go. On to the next thing. The Atlanta Snap Music stars Franchise Boys and D4L apparently have a beef going on, which I find kind of funny personally, but I guess the Franchise Boys are claiming that D4L stole their two-step dance move and they sabotaged the show or some shit like that, and I guess D4L's manager is saying they don't have any beef. But Franchise Boys, you know, they're saying that, you know, this is what happens when people run out of shit to talk about in their music. They start conjuring up beats. So, I mean, either way, I ain't shaking my lappy taffy, man. So, I really don't give a shit, but there you have it.
That's fucked up. To be real, though, I honestly wondered what the hell was up with that move they be doing, because I seen the Franchise cats doing it in the video with Jermaine Dupri. And then I see him, old boy, doing it, and he took it a step further. He be grabbing his fucking leg and shit and twisting it behind his damn neck. So I didn't know what the hell was going on with that dude. So
I don't know, man.
It's crazy.
Either way, man, it's a mess. And then I guess Lil Flip's going to be in NBC's Las Vegas. On to the next thing. Pimp C, he's officially released from Huntsville Prison yesterday. For those who don't know, Pimp C's other half of the underground group, UGK, Underground Kings, with Bun B. But apparently they both have solo deals with Rap-A-Lot, so I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens with that. I'm actually looking forward to see what goes on. I know you're a big UGK fan, so that's pretty exciting now he's out and shit, so.
Hell yeah, that's hot, man. That's for real. That's like some good-ass news,
yeah.
Music to my ears. I heard that he'd been granted parole, but I know it takes a little while for all that red tape and shit to get cut before you can actually get out on the streets. But
yeah, it'd be good to hear Sweet James Jones again, that's for sure.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, last things last, I guess Skills, although he says it every goddamn year that he ain't going to drop a wrap-up for the year, he dropped another 2005 wrap-up, and I took a listen to it. You know, he went off about, you know, CR8 and Bow Wow and all that,
oh,
Lil' Kim's trial, Katrina, you know, all that shit. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, as usual, dude's a damn good with his lyrics, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's what you can expect from him. But that's about it, man. That's what I got. We'll post a link to that on on hoodhype.com, we'll post up a link to that 2005 wrap-up maybe or something like that in the message boards or something. So
cool, man. That sounds good. I'll hit you up next episode, bro.
All right, take it easy.
All right, man. One.
See you.
Okay, that was my man J-Mac giving y'all the news. And J-Mac is also the producer here at hoodhype.com. And that's my backbone right there. That's my man that gets me all the good content so I can deliver y'all a good show. So go ahead and, you know, get used to hearing J-Mac because he's going to be dropping by every now and then to keep us informed on what's happening out there in the streets. But now, though, we about to go ahead and roll into our second track of the day. And the next cat that we got on deck is Minx, who's originally from St. Louis, Missouri, but now resides in Los Angeles, California. And the name of his track is called What's Up, and it's off his album, which is called Minx Exclusive. And the track definitely got that, you know, that California West Coast feel to it. Minx got that laid-back, smooth flow, so I think y'all gonna be feeling this one. If you want to check him out, man, you can go to www.minxonline.com, which is MINKSonline.com. So go there, man, and holla at that boy. But enough talk, man. Let's go ahead and get into that track right now on hoodhype.com. Let's go.
Minx, man. You already know the name. No need for an introduction. You know, sometimes I just wanna step back for a second, man. Not have to worry about the industry. What you think of this track and this and that? Cause sometimes I just realize, man, we forget to have fun in this, man. I make the music for y'all. For y'all, it's my fans. For y'all, it's the people that appreciate what I do. Appreciate the heart, soul, sweat, and tears I put into my music, man. Zone out with me.
Yo, I'ma tell you like this, man. I've been the same old nigga from the jump, man. And I ain't changing. No matter what life throws at me, you can still catch mixing that past your seat. That guy got my bride, he knows best. The reason I don't gotta go out wearing a vest. The reason I don't worry as much, less stress. The reason I let things come, no rush. I'm more patient, God gave me that. And yeah, I'm happy where he placed me at. Yeah, I know I ain't signed, ain't rich yet, but I got peace of mind, more importantly. And I got a few fans that believe in me, and that right there is what it really means to me. Touch my heart, make your boy wanna try. With y'all by my side, it's only due time. And I know y'all is rooting for me. You wanna see me make it, cause you feel for me. Most of y'all been fans from the jump, and that I appreciate it. Will, what's up? Killer Mike, what's up? Lady K, what's up? Opus B, I see you, thanks for holding me up. Tanya, what's up? Natalia, what's up? Tasha always showing me love, that's what's up. Now this goes out, nah, not to the industry. Y'all niggas, my niggas, that's in the street. Cause most is saying arms, they ain't really hear me. I used to let these niggas try and put some fear in me. Like how to get signed, this what you gotta do. Get a fan base, check. Do a couple shows, check. Make a hit record, nah, dude, that's a double check. Plus I look good, nah, you ain't gotta tell me that. Ready for TV and in the magazines. Ready for the money and the problems it brings. Ready for whatever, chasing my dreams. Get down or lay down, my mentality. You can tell by the sound of my voice that a nigga real tired, I ain't got no choice. The game chose me, guess it like my voice. I'm running so low, I ain't got no boys. No best friends, maybe just ref. Can count on one single hand of friends I got left. But I'm like, forget them, don't really need them. But it's kinda hard when your memories are with them. But G, what's up? It'll at least stand up. Feel, I see your purple gang, what's up? Amy, what's up? Simi, what's up? Kathy, I appreciate it, girl, what's up? Now this goes out, no, not to the industry. Y'all niggas, my niggas, that's in the street. Once and for all, I made a track for y'all, not to impress nobody. See, most of the time I be off of fuck niggas, cause most of the time straight up I don't trust niggas. And most these niggas is just dick riders. The whole industry just a large ass condom. So fed up with these cheap politics. But like anything else, you gotta live with it. It gives you no choice, either you got it or you don't. Say no to drugs, either you light it or you won't. The game's so addicted, be on this mission. I fight to the top, I fight just to stay there. I fight not to flop, I fight to get paid there. I fight to stay hot, praying that you get there. Well, ref, what's up?
lost count, huh, ref? We know we gon' keep doing it, man. Thank you.
All right, I mentioned it earlier, but now we about to go ahead and get into that interview with GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. And for people who don't know, man, GZA's got a new CD that just dropped recently. And the project is GZA versus DJ Muggs, and the title is Grand Masters. And so basically, it's another one of them projects where you got a producer supplying all the tracks, and you got GZA doing all the lyrics. And he gets some help on there, man, from Raekwon, Ghostface, and some of the other members of the Wu-Tang Clan. So check it out, man. It's a hot CD and it's definitely worth a listen. If y'all want some information on it, man, go to hoodhype.com, and right there on the front page we're gonna have a link for y'all so y'all can go check it out. But shit, man, that's enough of me yakking, man. We about to go ahead and roll into the interview right now. The first question I have for you is, you know, me, the people here at hoodhype.com, we, you know, long time hip-hop listeners, so we're familiar with you. But I wanted to give you a chance to maybe, you know, introduce yourself again to some of the, you know, newer listeners, because we got a lot of our audience is young cats that, you know, saying might not be up on the game. So why don't you tell everybody about yourself?
Yeah, this is the GZA, aka the Genius, Wu-Tang Clan, Lyrical Swordsman. You know, and basically that speaks for itself. You know,
I feel you.
I've been in the game for a minute. You know, as far as making music and all that, for the last, you know, over the last decade or so. Mm-hmm. Dropped the first album in 91 on Cold Chillin' Records through Warner Brothers Distribution, you know. And then after that, it's 92 is strictly Wu-Tang, Protect Your Neck. After that, I dropped the album on Geffen called The Presage, and then, you know, so on.
And so now we know that the new project, you know, it's with DJ Muggs, and it's DJ Muggs versus the GZA Grand Masters. And so tell me a little bit about that project, man. What can people expect to hear on that CD?
Good music. Good music, great stories, good lyrical skills, you know, and a good combination of an MC and a DJ collaborating together.
I've been reading that it has kind of a throwback feel to it.
If you want to call it that, you can say that, yeah. It does have sort of like a retro sound. You know, very colorful, though, and dark at times. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely has that vibe, the throwback vibe.
And I see, man, that you've been working. I know y'all and Muggs go way back to, like, what was it, 97 when y'all did the Soul Assassins project?
Yeah, it was around that time.
And so what's it like working with him on a whole album, you know, exclusively, instead of just, you know, a track here, a track there?
I mean, it was a good experience. It was sort of like working with RZA in a sense. I mean, you know, we both had our space, you know, he supplied the beats, you know, and I took him and I vibed off him, basically. I mean, there wasn't any crowded sessions up in the studio. It was just myself, Muggs, and maybe like three or four other people, so there was room to breathe, you know. We weren't cluttered with a whole bunch of people running in and out, and the concentration level was there. The vibe was great, and it was cool. We played chess, you know, we kept it.
Is this something you could see yourselves doing again, maybe, you know, a sequel?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, being that this one, you know, it's pulled off so well, I think it was a great project. We did well on it. A lot of great responses to the album, you know, and people who hear it, they like it, quick to take to it, so I can see. And plus, we worked in the past on previous projects. I can see that happening again.
And I'm looking at the roster here, man. Shoot, it looks like you got, you know, Raekwon, you know, RZA, Master Killer, and, you know, some of the, you know, the original Wu-Tang members. What's going on with the Wu? Do y'all got anything, like a big project coming up anytime soon, a whole group album, or how's that been going?
We've been planning on doing an album for the longest. I mean, it's been talk in the air for a while, but a lot of, you know, everyone is doing their own individual things. It's just a matter of linking brothers up together. I've been ready. Raekwon got a Cuban Link album, Cuban Link 2, that's about to drop. I'm all on that. You know, I look forward to hearing that, working with the brother on that. And we plan to go out on the road to do a Wu-Tang, small Wu-Tang tour within the next month, 2 months, maybe in February. And I will also be out around the same time, before and after the Wu tour, promoting the Muggs album, DJ Muggs' Chiller album. So, you know, just look forward to hearing more Wu in the future.
Oh, that's cool. I know everybody be looking forward to hearing that. So you've always been known as kind of a, you know, a thinking man's MC. What's your opinion on, you know, the state of the game right now as far as, you know, how hip-hop looks to you?
As far as what's out there, I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, it's much different from the, you know, what I'm used to making or what I like. It is what it is. Hip-hop is forever changing. I mean, it made a drastic change within the last few years, and it's not as much timeless music as it used to be years ago, because I think artists don't really take the time. I think most of them were driven just by the money that's involved, or the, you know, the idea of making money, and I mean, it's not what it used to be, but it, you know, it is what it is. I think a lot of shit out there is just whack.
I hear you.
To be truthful about it, it's just, it's horrible writing, it's weird ass music.
It's
very for the moment, but that's what you're hearing on the radio and you're seeing on TV, and the kids are taking to it, and that's what they're being programmed into liking nowadays. But when you break it down and you separate all of the elements and you weigh it for what it's worth lyrically, musically, you know, far as substance and all, it's nothing.
That's real.
Get some good music back in there. Good song, good vibe, good lyricist. You know, great MC. There's not enough lyrical rappers out there anymore. But just anyone that just has something to say. That's all the same. No one that's really who's saying anything.
I feel you, man. Sure, I appreciate your honesty on, you know what I'm saying, on that assessment of the game. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about our site. What we are geared towards is, you know, getting underground artist exposure. And, you know, when we interview people, we're always interested to get advice on what you would tell an unsigned artist as far as trying to break into the game, or as far as maybe trying to, you know, get into the game on an independent level. What would you tell any unsigned or new MC?
Basically, I would just say keep writing. And if you love to write, it's not really about trying to break into the game. It's about doing what you love to do. See, when we did it, when we started rhyming, we weren't trying to make records. I mean, as years went on, we wanted to, because we wanted to be heard. We didn't want to be famous. You know, we didn't want it for those reasons. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, first we wanted to just hear our voice on the radio, and we wanted to be heard. It was, we wanted to hear ourselves before other people heard us. That was a great thing. But we had the love for it, and you gotta have love. You know, having a job, doing what you love to do is great. I don't think a lot of artists really have love for writing. You know, I think I would write even if I wasn't making music. You see what I'm saying? Even if I wasn't making songs, I would still write and create all the time. And just, I like, this is what I love to do. And I think, and if it's in you, you know, you should continue to do it, pursue your dreams, but really craft your work and be good at what you do and create timeless music, create great stories, great tales, you know, put down, you know, intricate work, detailed, graphic, timeless, and different, unique.
That's cool. I think you really touched on it right there, man, because it's like, I think a lot of people are basically writing stuff off what they think other people want to hear instead of what's really inside of them. So
that's a good point. That's a good point. The majority of us doing that. They're writing stuff what they think people want to hear, not what's inside of them. You know, and it's good to write about what's inside you, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, how you see things. to please yourself first, because you never know what they're going to like. You can't always try to predict what they're going to like, because our audiences nowadays, they change so fast. See, with Wu-Tang is different, because we still have fans that we had 12, 13 years ago, and they're still holding on. Mm-hmm. They're still waiting, they still love the material, and they can't wait to hear something. But you know, as far as the music that's out there, it changes every day. So you can't go in the studio trying to write what you're thinking the crowd is going to like, or the club is going to like, or what the radio is going to take to, because you never know. You just have to make that song from your heart. One thing about, say, about Wu-Tang and individuals, we didn't go, because Wu-Tang went mainstream and became a household name as far as hip-hop, but we didn't go to mainstream. We didn't chase that. They came to us. And nowadays, artists are chasing so much. I mean, chasing mainstream so much by trying to write and create what they think people want to hear and not what's in them. That's a major thing.
That's true, man. I appreciate the, you know, the time, Jizzy. Definitely. Good looking out, man.
All right,
Jizzy. Stay easy.
Peace. All right, peace.
Alright, it's good to hear that Jizza's still out there doing his thing. But moving on, man, it's time to get into our next artist. The next cat we gonna feature is Ike Eyes. And Ike is coming out of the BK, Brooklyn, New York. And the name of his song is called Hard Life. And it's off his CD called Audio Visuals, which is hosted by Sean Price from the Duck Down Camp. And Ike Eyes is off a record label called Ghetto Rockstar Incorporated. And if you want to check them out, man, go to GhettoRockstars.com. And that's stars with a Z. So the website is www.GhettoRockstars.com. So go there, man. Check them out. If y'all feeling the song, man, go ahead and grab one of them mixtapes. We about to serve that up right now for y'all on HoodHype.com.
Shice Bub the Emperor. Aguilar the Don Bishop.
7:30.
Who would ever think we'd make it this far, you know? You know? In these streets, you ain't promised shit. You gotta take what you want, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We Purple City. We gon' keep the street for y'all niggas. Yeah, yeah.
Seen it coming, didn't you? It's about that time. I do my 1-2-1-2. Yo. Yeah, I'm hard body, hard nigga. I live a hard life against NYPD, fam. It's a hard fight. Coming from the projects, niggas never know what God's like. Unless you get money from fucking with that hard white. Fuck work, fuck school, nigga, get your bars right. Produce my own shit, plus got my bars tight. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about cars, nigga, fuck ice. Nigga, fuck fam, fuck you, nigga, fuck life. I'm a rough type, I wanna shoot the gun type. The type to pull a straight to your windpipe. I don't know why Spencer's out here trying to front like rap music. I don't sound like gangsters in a gunfight. And I ain't Nas, but all I need is one mic, one boost, and fire ass purple, and let that blunt light. Let me show these niggas what the 12 gauge pump like. I'm squeezing all four, every fucking pump in sight.
Yeah, I learned it from the OGs, yeah. East Skinner Pins, came on,
Born a sinner, these niggas ain't living right. Your cats ain't money talk, or your talk is cheap. Yeah, your talk is sweet, don't even cross the street. Act along the dawn, Bishop holds the heat. Thought we fell off, nigga. We on our feet,
you know.
These peanut butter niggas straight, give me the grease. Fuck your cheek, I put holes all through your peeps. Have your faces swollen, stuffy for weeks. My gun, branded pistol peep. When he speaks, he clears out the streets. Nobody can eat, nobody can sleep. NYPD charges me in too deep. Yeah, we so damn street, Purple City elite. Conversations over the check, we keep it discreet. Money, rubber band, rap, yeah, we keep it complete.
Okay.
Another thing, Sonny, we playing for keeps.
Projects. Every time I was gone, mom sweat, broken dreams and promises. I never
do. Ike Eyes, ghetto rock star. Log on to hiphopgame.com. You already know what it is.
Okay, man. Now we about to go ahead and check out some of the feedback from last week's show.
My nigga, what is y'all saying?
Yo, Hood Hype, what's good? This is Sony, Collab Entertainment, representing Truth, giving major shout-outs to Major at HoodHype.com. Thanks for representing. Peace.
Hey, this is Tika.
What up, y'all? This is Precise.
And we're Twice.
And we're chilling with the Major at HoodHype.com, with an unsigned come to shine.
My name's Frank Orlando. Our email is montboys@gmail.com, MONTBOYZ@gmail.com. If you guys want to verse something, I'll drop it right now. It ain't the same as it used to be. What happened to people talking truthfully, stupidly? We took a road to disaster after the tower got smashed up. Terrorism, nationalist monsters. Almost everybody's lost their conscience, consent. And where the fuck's Bin Laden? Money's money. Nails don't come from props, man. Last month, my boy was top damn. Last year, my girl's heart was stopped damn. Where do we start and stop? Where do we part the locks? Acting like we're surrounded by stealth, hounded by the wealth of drowning in towns filled with shells, counting in bells with surrounded by hell. It ain't too late, but we ain't too safe, nevermore. Hurricanes and earthquakes, I'm hearing about weather wars. A lot still hate me, yeah, and I'm loving life. Every day's another page to my fucked up life. And I ain't trying to depress you, preach to you, or even persuade you. But if you hate on what you're hearing, all you're doing is claiming you hate truth. Yeah, my name's Frank Orlando, a.k.a. Concept. We're from Elmont, New York. Peace.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. That's how I like to start off 2006. We're getting a lot of love out there from the people. And I want to thank everybody, man, who either called the hype line or posted some feedback for us, man. So that's how we're doing it. But now I'm about to show y'all some more love, man, by giving away this Eminem Curtain Call CD. And for people who don't know, man, Curtain Call is kind of like Eminem's greatest hits, but it's got a couple of new tracks mixed in there as well. So the first person who can either email or call us and tell us what the name of Eminem's first group was is gonna get that CD. And I'm gonna give y'all a hint, man. It ain't D12, because I know that's what everybody's gonna be thinking. And D12 does go back a long way, but hey, that ain't the answer, man. So go ahead and get on Google or Yahoo or something and do some research, and y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all can find that answer. And for people who don't know, man, the Hype Line phone number is 313-406-7577, or you can email the correct answer into win@hoodhype.com. So that's what's good. But now, man, we about to get into the final track of the day. And the last artist, man, is another one of them one-man armies. The cat's name is Ghazi, which is G-H-A-Z-I. And the dude is nuts, man. That's all I can say. The track is sick. The dude produced it himself. The lyrics is correct. And the name of the song is called When All Is Said and Done. And Ghazi's record label is The Assembly Line. If you want to contact him, you can get at him at Ghazi@assemblyline.net. And that's ASSEMBLY line.net. So get on there and check him out. His album is called Weight of the World. And I know y'all gonna like this one, man. This one is guaranteed banger. So let's go ahead and get into Ghazi right now on hoodhype.com. Let's go.
Yeah. A new time is upon us. I've been through so much shit.
After all the time, the days and the years, after all the blood, the sweat and the tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right. After all the time, the days and the years, after all the blood, tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right.
I told Jesus, please be kind, 'cause the demons all around me trying to convolute my mind. Strip me of my sense, man, and do me for my dimes. A nickel for your thought, a Susan B for a rhyme. It's my time, overdue, mouth to snatch my pennies. Sat my ass on a pine, and I contemplated plenty. Tripped off a chip or two, but I recouped 20. Might have burnt a bridge a few, fuck it, I built plenty. I'm hungry, and your doubt just fueled my hunger. When you was high on your horse, who picked you up when you blundered? When it was cold in the winter, I brought heat like it was summer. When you was broken on your last, who kept your ass out the gutter?
After all the time, the days and the years, after
after all the blood, the sweat and the tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right. After all the time, the days and the years, after all the blood, the sweat and the tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right.
At first look, I was here. Second look, still there. Third glance, I disappeared. Then I seen your empty stare. I used to roll in groups and pairs. Now I push alone. Learned life ain't always fair. Beware who you bring home. I heard it in their voice. I seen it in their swagger. Be careful what you wish for before the Lord do you a dagger. I woke up in the morn and I solemnly swore. Went to bed in the eve and I believed in it more. The transformation from day to night is a motherfucker, man. And the rigors of life will leave you a whole nother man. So I do what I can to will myself another week. I am the Iron Man, walking amongst the weak.
After all the time, the days and the years, after all the blood, the sweat and the tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right. After all the time, the days and the years, after all the blood, the sweat and the tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right.
Now after all this time, the days, weeks, and the years, after all the hard work, the blood, sweat, and the tears, after the pain, stress, struggle, and strife, after the thoughts of being sick and tired of life, after the hurt, after feeling like I failed, after I willed myself to get up when I fell, after I crawled, man, after I walked, after I ran, even after that car that I bought, I spoke from my heart, but it fell on deaf ears, so I cried in my mind, my eyes wouldn't shed the tears.
After all the time, the days and the years, after all the blood, the sweat and the tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right. After all the time, the days and the years, after all the blood, the sweat and the tears, after all the work, the struggle and strife, when all went wrong, I made it right.
All right, y'all. That's about it for episode number 10. We gave y'all a jam-packed episode today, man, full of interviews and four tight tracks. And I really hope y'all appreciated it, man. So that's how we trying to do it for 2006. We want y'all to keep coming back, man, and keep checking us out. But before I go, though, man, I just want to put a word out there to all the listeners of hoodhype.com. If you really feeling these tracks that we spinning and you feeling these unsigned artists, go to these websites that I'm giving you and cop these CDs from some of these people, man. Because these artists need your support and they working hard, man, to put out good music for our entertainment. And I'm gonna tell you what, man, a lot of these mixtapes that these artists is pushing is only like $6 or $7. So instead of going out there, man, and buying one of these mixtapes from some of these big name people, go ahead and spend that $6 or $7 on these unsigned cats, man. And I guarantee you, the CD you're gonna get is probably gonna be just as good as anything else you're gonna find out there on the streets. So that's what's up, man. That's all I'm trying to do is push these unsigned people. And we can't do that if people ain't gonna go out there and support and pick up that music. So that's what's happening. But man, before I go too, I also want to mention, go to iTunes and go to podcast.yahoo.com and throw some votes in there for your boys, man, so we can keep up on these ratings and keep rising this show to the top. Also, man, call 313-406-7577 and drop us a line, man, and let us know how you feel about the show. If you want to get at me, once again, it's major@hoodhype.com, or if you want to email the site, it's info@hoodhype.com. So that's what's up, man. It's your boy Major. Welcome to 2006, and I'm about to get up out of here, baby. Holla.
This show has been a Mac Major production.